Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the ninth day of the month of Nisan. Today is day 549, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Brody of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizik. He'll be followed by Robert Brody fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. There's the chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Brody will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Shuim. Finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholem, where he will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As well, you will find a link there within the email, in the daily email, to vote in the upcoming elections for the World Zionist Congress. Every vote matters. Everyone in your household, 18 and older, is eligible to vote. So please, every vote makes a difference. We're talking about billions of dollars to make a difference in the lives, not only in Israel, but here as well. Please take the 5 minutes. It only costs $5 to register, but we're talking about a difference of more than $5 billion. And yes, you, talking to you, your vote will matter. Please take a few minutes today, vote. Share it with your family and friends. Encourage your shul to send out the emails. Encourage you to vote for Slate 5, which the OU is a part of, together with the Mizrahi and Yeshiva University, the Rabbinical Council of America, the National Council of Young Israel, Touro College, Touro University now, Amit, amongst many other prominent organizations. And each vote makes a difference. So please subscribe if you haven't already to ou.org/Tehillim call. I take the time out of the call to do this each day to encourage you because it really does make a difference. If you've pushed it off, if you said, what does it matter? I'm telling you that it does. Please, ou.org/Tehillim call to subscribe to our daily emails. And please click on the button that says vote. It takes less than 5 minutes, costs $5, but we're talking about billions and billions of dollars to make a difference in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Israel, as well as us here. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brody.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and thank you so much again to the OU for bringing us together once again every day. And there's no one else that's doing anything like this, and that's why we're so grateful to the OU for doing this all the time. And that's why it's one of the many reasons we've got to vote Slate 5. Everyone should, if you haven't already done it, just as soon as we're done, you hang up the phone, you already have the phone in your hand, so just start dialing Slate number 5. And very excited to be back. And I don't want to scare anyone, but we are in the week of Pesach. It's hard to believe that another year has just gone by. And we're here to prepare, not just prepare the menu and prepare the food, which we're all so excited to eat. You know, they say you can't eat matzah within 30 days of Pesach. The halacha, the law brings that you can't, because the reason is you got to eat it with an appetite. You know, I start building up that appetite for the matzah already. It's hard to imagine. And that's not the only interesting food that we eat on Pesach, on Passover. We eat towards the beginning of the meal. We do something, once again, to arouse curiosity of the children at the table. And we do things a little out of order, not according to the Seder of normal eating, but we do something a little outside of the Seder. And instead of making Kiddush and then going ahead, washing your hands, and then making the Hamotzi, as we would do on every Shabbos, every holiday, when we're sitting down to a meal, here we kind of interrupt the order and we have a little bit of a vegetable. I don't know what your custom is. I remember growing up in South Africa, we used to eat parsley. Somehow when we came to America, the parsley changed to a potato. And then Elizabeth, there are those that have the minhag, the custom of Rabbi Teitz, where it's not a potato or parsley. What do we have? I'm sure all of you from Elizabeth are yelling over the phone right now. It's a banana. Why on earth do we eat a banana? Well, some think that a banana is a fruit. So we know that the Jewish law is that a banana, you make a hadama because it's like a vegetable. The tree doesn't last from year to year. But again, it's another way to teach a lesson. Teach a lesson to who? Teach a lesson to the children. You know, let's kill two birds with one stone. Not only are we arousing the curiosity, but why are we having it? Why are you doing a banana? But I want to ask a more fundamental question. Why are we having a vegetable? You know, if we're going to break into something else, I remember growing up also, there used to be a custom, at least this was back in Elizabeth at my aunt and uncle, they used to serve a cantaloupe after you made kiddush. You know, not after kiddush, before hamotzi, after you sat down to the meal. I guess it wouldn't be uncommon to have a fruit. Why having a vegetable rather than a fruit? You ever wonder? There's many good fruits, maybe a little fruit salad after we've been starving the whole day and now you're finally sitting down at the Seder. But for some reason, we're all focused on eating a vegetable. Again, for you, it might be a parsley. For others, it might be a potato. Or if you're from Elizabeth, it might even be a banana. But why a vegetable? So maybe you could suggest, maybe we could suggest, that a fruit grows very tall on a tree. It's very easy to see a fruit. And when you look at a fruit, it's a symbol that's enduring, something that's very strong. Trees last from year to year. You can't bend a tree, you can't really break a tree, because they are very strong. Whereas when you think about a vegetable, you can contrast that with a fruit. It grows low, grows underground, could argue that's very vulnerable, and one could easily dismiss a vegetable. But when it comes to the Seder, we're there to learn some very, very important lessons, not only to teach the children, but there for ourselves. We're there to sometimes look in the mirror. Many of the objects of the Seder are there staring right back at us, because the Seder night teaches us that even something that seems small, even if it's something that's actually hidden, like a vegetable, in the case of a vegetable, it's hidden underground. But even the vegetable can be elevated and become a central and very, very holy part of the Seder experience. Many of us sometimes feel like we're that vegetable. What does that mean? We feel unseen. We don't feel as strong as perhaps we should be. Perhaps spiritually we might all be underground. Yet Pesach demonstrates and it shows us all that we're actually not only just brought to the table, but there's a spotlight that's going to be shone on the part of us that feels that maybe it's not even worthy of being at the table. The Karpat teaches us that no matter where we start, even if you feel like a humble root that's been buried, and you're beneath what's visible to others, you're still essential, and you belong in the journey of spiritual freedom. I start with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Nateach Mizmor LeDavid, Yan Chadinoi B'Yan Sarah, Yisagel Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olatcha Yidashnestela, Yitain Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzachcha Yimalei, Neranina Bishuasecha Uveshem Eloheinu Nigdol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia adunoi mishicho ya'aneu mishmei kacho bigvuas yesha yamino eile barechet v'eile batusim v'anachne b'shem adunoi reheinu nazkir heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nis oidad Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'anenu, V'yom Kareinu, Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor Ladavi, Adonai Roy Eloi Achzor, Bino Seshe Yarbi Seini, Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini, B'magle Tzedek Laman Shemo, Kam Ki Eilech Begei Salmoves, Lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha umish an atecha. Hema yenachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan. Neged sararai. Dishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Achtov vachesed yirdifuni koyamei chayai. Vishafti vadeis adonai. Lo orech yamim. Tehillim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos Esa Enai El Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Ose Shamayim Ba'aretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shamrecha. Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamrecha Adonai Tzilacha Ayad Yeminacha Yoimam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yareya Balayla Adonai Yishamarcha Nikora Yishmar Et Nafshecha Adonai Yishmar Seischa Uvoecha Me'ata V'Yadolam Tehillim Kuf Lamed Psalm 130 Shir HaMalos Me'mer Mamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Teyena Uznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmaya Adonai Mi Amod Ki Imcha Hasnicha Laman Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kivza Nafshi Tzilivaroh Chalti Nafshi Ladonai Mi Shamrim Laboker Shamrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avoinoi sov. And finally, Psalm 142, Tehillim Kuf Membeis. Ma'azkil l'David b'yosai b'ma'ara t'sila, k'li El Adonai ezak, k'li El Adonai eschanan, Eshpoich lefanav, tichi sarasi lefanav agid. Vehisatef alai ruchi biata, yadata nesivasi ba'irach. Zu aleich tamnu fachli. Habet yaminu re'ei ve'ein li makir avad manois mimeni. Ein doireish lenafshi. Zakti Eilecha Adonai Amarti Ata Masbich Eloki Be'eret Achayin Akshiva El Rinati Ki Dalosi Ma'od Hatzileni Le'radfai Ki Amsu Mimeni Hotzia Mimasker Nafshi Lohodois Es Shemecha Bi Yachtiru Talikim Ki Sigmol alai. Now I'll say Achenu first in Hebrew, and then we'll say it again together in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin b'tzara uveshivya omdim bein bayam vein bayam asha hamakom yarachim aleihem v'yotziyem b'tzara l'rvacha u'me'afela la'ora u'mishibud l'geula hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Now we're going to say, Amisha Bera, for the Chayalei Tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Bisha Beirach, Abbasin Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Yibarech, Et Chayalei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael, Yanshei Kochos Abitachon, Amdim Mishmar Atenu V'Yarei Eloheinu, Nigvul Halvanon, Ba'ad Midbar Mitzrayim V'Mineyam HaGadol Adlavo Arava, V'chol Makom Shehen, V'Yabasha, Ba'avir U'Bayam, Yitein Adonai Yazoyveinu Akonim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Sukah, Mikol Nega U'Machala, Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, Yadber Soneinu Tachtein B'Yisrael B'Ketz Yishua B'Ateret Nitzachon, Mikroem Behem HaKosuv Ki Adonai Leichem, HaOleichim Achem Leilachim Achem, Im Oyveichem Lo Shiyotchem, V'Nomar Amen. Now we're going to say a very important Yishaberach, for all those being held in captivity, for all of our precious hostages. Misha Beirach, Avuteinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Ba'aron, David, Shlomo, Yavarech, Yishmor, Vintor, Esnezrei, Tzva, Haganah, Yisrael, Ushuyav, Eskol Achenu, Hanetunim, Besara, Veshibya, Habavur, Shekol, Hakahal, Kadosh, Azem, Espalel, Bavuram, Vashporchu, Yimalei, Rachim, Yimaleian, Yotzie mechoshech l'tamoves, moisroseihem, yinateik, umim tzukoseihem, yoshiehem, v'yishiveim, mehera l'cheik mishpachoseihem. Yodu l'adunoi, chastov, v'nifloistov, v'lifnei adam, t'kem behem mekras, shekasuv, shpia adunoi, yishuvun, uvotzien barina, v'simchas oylam, al roisham, sason, v'simcha yasigu, Benatu Yagon Vahasharab Nomar Amen. But to conclude right now with a very important Mishaberach for the Cholim, for all those that are in need of a refuah, in need of a prayer for their health and well-being, please take a moment just to think of your friends, your neighbors, your family members, and say their name when I pause. Mishaberach Abbasin Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Baram W. Shlomo ויברך וירפא את החולים ויד החולות. הקודש פורחו ימלא רחם, ימלא ים לך לימם, ולרפותם ולתפיקם וחיותם, וישלח להם מהירה, ופוע שלמן מן השמיים, וחברם, פולגדם תחשכו לישראל, ופועת הנפש ופועת הגוף, אשתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brody. I truly appreciate you coming on, especially right before Pesach, and I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Yiratz Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. As Brody shared, you got your phone, get on the computer. Please vote for the Orthodox Israel Coalition, slate number 5 in the ongoing elections. Your vote will matter. And please encourage everyone in your household, in your friendship circle, extended family, go ahead and knock on doors, whatever it takes, please, to help us get the vote out. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.